said, can you hear me?
Chomps. Christopher McKinnon Holmes. I'm speaking to you. I am speaking to you from the Chinese consulate. The Chinese consulate is where I live, and I'm speaking to you from the roof. The roof of the Chinese consulate, perhaps 200 meters from the Pacific, no, from the Atlantic Ocean. The same ocean that touches Far Rockaway, and the same ocean that touches Salvadorji Bahia, and the same ocean that touches Buenos Aires, and the same ocean. Well, the same ocean, you understand that. The Chinese embassy is in a neighborhood we like to call Congo Town, of a city we call Monrovia, of a country known officially, I guess, since 1847, on July 26th, as Liberia, in kind of the left breast of Mama Africa, as it were. And I don't know really what to say about all of that, but I'm here and I'm safe and I feel really good. And I have a lot of hope about this time and about finding like what I'm here to do in this time. And I'm having a great fucking time meeting all kinds of people, getting into weird situations, just, you know, being myself, randomly striking up conversations with people and going to their houses and making food with grandmothers. And, you know, I've gotten into that whole game already. That's good. It's like, that's my game. That's what I do. And hopefully it's going to lead to something beautiful for everybody involved. Definitely had some interactions with the expat community. Live with a bunch of expats. Very strange. I can't wait to go to July 4th party at the embassy and meet the Marines, and it's also going to be very strange, but I'm looking forward to writing about that at least. Yeah, interesting, like, NGO sector kind of stuff here. Not unlike what we've discussed, but just good to get people's point of view from the inside. All this, the UN and the peace building stuff and the peacekeepers and all these people with guns, very just crazy and fascinating. Been talking to people and making friends in the business, the Indian community here, the business community, and the Lebanese community. Also, just incredibly fascinating. I can't really think of anything I can do better than just talk to random people, like what I always do, and just be like, man, what the hell is going on here? It's so crazy. Lebanese people in their wholesale fabric shops, like watching the World Cup in Arabic from like Lebanese satellite TV, and like Indian chefs like next door to an like Indian ashram with real Indian priests, like watching Indian satellite TV and they're like tidy whitey Indian clothing because they're off duty. You know, it's just the same. Immigrants, man. Immigrants, so intense. And like for every immigrant who's here, there's like some crazy Liberian who had to leave during the Civil War and is still in Ghana or Cote d'Ivoire or the United States. And it's just like, it's all just so, so intense. But yeah, I mean, it's not much for right now, but I love you. I just want to communicate that to you. I miss you. If you can Skype me, that would be great. I'll send my number again. But I can tell it to you. It's 0. It's 231. It's country code 231, and then it's 880-668685. 231-880-668685. Give me a call, man. And yeah, I'm gonna play a little flute song for you. All right? Cool. Oh, and yeah, things with Kate are great. I mean, they're interesting. We've learned a lot. We had a really interesting time in Italy. Some really wonderful days and some really hellacious days. And it's you know, the future is of course very unclear, but we've been pretty chill day to day the last couple of weeks, and that's since we've been in Liberia, and that's been really good. Okay, I'm gonna play some music. also, I got a ticket to New York City, man. I'll be arriving on August 26th, and probably staying for around a week until early September. I've got to do a wedding on September 4th in Washington. Yeah, so hopefully you'll be around for that. I really want to go to that South African place in Brooklyn for dinner. Anyhow, I love you. Peace be with you. From the darkness of the roof in the Chinese consulate, in front of the crashing waves of the Atlantic Ocean, where I'll go for a run in the morning. All right, my brother, good night.